everyone. I'm your host, Zuri Flower. Thank you for joining me on this Positive Thursday, the Funny Side of Life, episode 19, Detoxing Your Body the Natural Way. That is going to be today's Positive Thursday topic, y'all. Hello, how are y'all doing on this fabulous Positive Thursday? I hope you're having a good day. As time is flying by so fast, the spring is just less than 2 weeks away. I know that many of you are thinking about how y'all can look super fly in your spring wear, but also, not only just that, detoxing your body, flushing out all the toxins, and shedding pounds so y'all can look and feel damn good. There are so many detox weight loss supplements that many people are buying that are expensive and they have ingredients in them that's not good for the body. For some of you listeners that haven't heard my story about how I shed over 60 pounds, yes, and I detoxed my body naturally without taking any diet supplement pills. So I did everything naturally by the book. I didn't take no pills or nothing to lose the weight and cleanse out my body. And let me tell you a little bit more also about my weight loss journey. For a very long time, I struggled with my weight. And getting my body detoxed, I was like 224 pounds. I felt like I was a big human box. Excuse me, everyone. I said box. This is what I want to say. I felt like I was 224 pounds for a very long time. And I felt like I was a human bag of potatoes. I was stuck at that weight for a very long time. And not just only that, bad toxins from all the food that I ate over the years built inside of my body so bad, I would have shortness of breath. And at that moment then, when I started to have shortness of breath and like symptoms, you know, like heart pains and stuff like that, that's when I made the final decision to lose weight and detox my body and really get healthy. And I made that decision back in 2017, everyone. So what I did was, I'm going to tell you the first thing I did to help detox my body naturally, the natural way. I joined Fitness 19, which was a gym in my area. I got a membership and I also signed up for a trainer to help me work out twice a week to get healthy and to detox my body naturally. My training name was Asai. He was a really good trainer. He really pushed me to the limit. When I started to see how the detox in my body naturally was working when I was getting trained twice a week by my trainer, I started to lose like inches on my waist and my chest a little bit at a time. I started to feel a little bit better about myself. And each workout session, I only paid about $30 every session, which I think that, you know, it wasn't too bad. And also, I also found another thing that helped me to lose weight naturally. I joined Weight Watchers and I attend the Saturday meeting every weekend. It was super fun, everyone. It was so fun, everyone. The instructor, the lady that did the class, each Saturday that I went to at the Weight Watchers Center that I live in, she was so hilarious, but also I love how she was so transparent about sharing her story. And not only sharing her story, it was other people that was in a group and they were sharing their story of how they wanted to, you know, detox their body and, you know, live a healthy lifestyle by eating right and just trying to just take care of our body. So anyway, that helped me. You know, when I attend them classes on Saturday, that helped me so much because I learned about, you know, food proportion and food control. And also it made me feel like I wasn't alone in this journey, that I had other people around me that was also trying to do the same thing as well. So when I joined Weight Watchers as another option of naturally detoxing my body, I started to feel less tired. I started to have more energy. And also, I want to say also to each one of you, check out Weight Watchers and try enjoying Weight Watchers in a location in your area. You can go on the internet and find out the location that's near you, the closest Weight Watchers center. Currently now, I weigh 158 pounds, and I'm super proud of myself. And sometimes I gotta like pinch myself and say, wow, I weigh 158 pounds. I went from weighing 224 pounds back in 2017, and now it's 2020, and I weigh 158 pounds. I'm like, wow. And I look at my pictures, how I look, like my whole face is like blowing up, like somebody blew it up like as a balloon. And you could tell like all the foods that I was eating, it was full of so much bad toxins. You could see that my skin was all raggedy. Go on to my Instagram page, everyone. My Instagram page is ZoeFlower8 Instagram. And you can see some of my pictures of me when I was 224 and also now, and you can see the big difference. And take a look at my face, and you can see the my face and my size and everything like that. So, but I'm super proud of myself. I'm super proud of myself for that. And I couldn't have done it without my faith in God and God giving me the inner strength. Because trust me, it was so many times I wanted to give up so bad. I really did. But it was something deep down inside of my heart that pushed me and made me not want to give up. I said, you know, I got kids. I want to do this and that. So I know that detoxing our body and taking care of and detoxing our body in a natural way is more healthier. You know, I know that everything is not for everybody. And I know a lot of people, they get surgery to detox their body. They might take diet pills. And if that worked for you, you know, that's good for you. But I believe that doing it the root natural way is the best way. A lot of foods that we put in our body, like fried chicken, you know, anything certain fried foods has a lot of, is processed. So if we're trying to detox our body, we have to stay away from stuff like that, like fried foods, like processed stuff, excuse me, everyone. Like for myself, chicken, I stopped eating chicken, I stopped eating pork, shrimp, canned goods. You know, I still had to stop all the bad eating habits in order for me to detox my body naturally. But most importantly, everyone, I am super excited to share with each one of you and to help some of you out there that's trying to cleanse out your body and lose weight and just want to feel good, not only on the outside, but also on the inside. And I believe that when we share good, positive things with each other, I believe that we make this world a better place. So my list of detoxing your body naturally is I have peppermint tea, lemon with water, carrot chips, everyone. Carrot chips is like regular carrots. You can find them in any grocery store near you. And it's cut and it look like potato chips, but it's not. It's actually carrots. And it's really good because you can add like a little olive oil, a little salt and pepper. Then I have cucumbers, sweet bananas, apples, pears, almonds, small crab cakes and brown rice. That's like something you can have for lunch or dinner. Then I have the wheat pasta noodles with marinara sauce, chicken broth, veggie broth, and beef broth. Either one that y'all prefer. I like veggie broth. And you can add your own regular vegetables to this, the broth too. You don't have to drink it by itself. But if you really want to detox your body good in a good way, you can't go wrong with broth, especially low sodium. And I always wonder, as far as the broth go, everyone, do y'all think there's a big difference in the taste of the name brand and stuff like that? I don't know. I'm just wondering that. What y'all think? Do all broths, like chicken broth and beef broths and veggie broths, do y'all think that it all tastes the name brands? Is it all the same? What do y'all think about that? I know you're probably asking, thinking like, wow, that's a silly question. But yeah, I was just wondering, everyone. Just wondering. Okay, so the next natural way that you can detox your body, I have, as far as foods that you can eat, I have granola bar, and then I have sweet potato fries, veggie burger, thin Thomas raisin bagels, rice cakes, jasmine tea, black coffee with no cream, then I have plain oatmeal, sugar-free popsicles, cabbage, collard greens, string beans, zucchini, And also, I have this also as well, too. Staying away from negative people, that can also help detox your body in a natural way. And that's to be true. I know many of you probably can agree with me on that. Then I have praying and meditating. And then listening to good music. A smile goes a very long way. That's another way you can help detox your body. Smile, a nice smile. You can't go wrong with a nice smile. That's another way to help you detox your body and make you feel better all in one. Not only make you feel better, but also can make others feel better with that nice, beautiful smile of yours. Smile. Listen to good music. Let's go, y'all. We're going to have a party. It's not Friday. It's Thursday. Let's go. What? So, it takes two. Stand with me, y'all. Ho. It takes two to make a thing go right. Yeah. Get up and jam, y'all. Two-step. Can't go wrong. Dancing. Y'all talking about detoxing your body naturally. Moving and all. And jamming to a song you like. You most definitely will detox your body naturally. All that sweat after you dancing. I mean, you know, you can feel the movement. And just being your own little mode. All right, let me get back focused, y'all. Last way of detoxing your body in a natural way, everyone, is being yourself. And also speaking your truth. You know how sometimes you know, I know everyone is different. For those of you who, you know, like fall back on certain things that you want to stand up and speak up for, that can put a hold on detoxing your body naturally. And it might sound silly, but what I mean by that is that holding things inside your heart and your mind. So when you speak it, speak what you feel and would say what you mean. Is a relief, right? Just think about, say, for example, you got into a situation with someone and you held back how you really felt because they did something wrong. And then once you express how you feel, wasn't it a relief? Then you feel better by expressing how you feel once you got everything out in the open. So that's another way that you can detox your body naturally in a natural way. I am super happy to know that this Positive Thursday has inspired each one of you. And also, I want to say you can connect with me at ZoeFlower8 on Instagram. Follow me also on Twitter, at ZoeFlower Twitter. And please subscribe to my YouTube page, Zoe Flower YouTube page. I really would gladly appreciate that. And you know, everyone, I've thought about this topic, detoxing your body naturally, because I know that everyone, you know, I believe many people want to be healthy and they want to detox their body. And I know a lot of people, they take diet supplements and so forth. And if that worked good for you, that's great. But I wanted to share my story with each one of you to let you know how I lost weight and detoxed my body naturally. You know, it wasn't easy. It took time. It took over a year. And also, I was stuck in the phase of weighing the way out, the 224 pounds. And for me, it wasn't about the weight. It was about more like feeling good on the inside and then letting the outside reflect. And I want to encourage each one of you, for those who want to learn how to detox their body naturally, try some of the foods that I have mentioned. And also you can go on YouTube. You can go on Instagram. You can go on Google and they have so many different listings of different foods and drinks that you can try to detox your body. So I want to say this. Y'all have a super blessed week. And I'll talk to y'all on the next Positive Thursday. God bless each one of you. And I also want to say I would love to hear your feedback from this podcast and future podcast ideas that you would like for me to talk about. Leave me a message on this podcast. And you can also send me an email at ZoeFlower8@gmail.com. ZoeFlower8@gmail.com. God bless y'all. Talk to y'all next Positive Thursday. Yeah.
It ain't so hard for me to change. It ain't so hard for me to change.